The family of a captured Israeli soldier flanked by hundreds of supporters are in the midst of a 12-day march to Jerusalem to press their government to make a deal with Hamas militants to win his freedom. Sergeant Gilad Shalit was taken captive 4 years ago during a cross-border raid by militants from the Gaza Strip. His parents say they will camp outside Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's official residence until the government wins the release of their son, who hasn't been seen in person since he was seized. The International Committee of the Red Cross is active in pressing Hamas to allow communication between Shalit and his family, but ICRC spokesperson Cecilia Goin says that Hamas will not allow any access to the prisoner.
Since he was captured, we offer our services to Hamas authorities in Gaza, and we try to obtain information on his condition and also gain access to him. And we also remind his captors of the obligations they have under international humanitarian law, meaning that Hamas should allow contact between Gilad Shalit and his family. We are trying so far, we were not able to visit him or to be able to facilitate this exchange of messages. We will try to do it all over again. We were told that this, due to security reasons, that they don't allow us to be able to visit him personally. But then we ask, let him receive these letters and messages from his family or friends. We tried to do it many, many times, and so far we were not able to do it, unfortunately.